Local events that are really amazing. So 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, KBOO.FM or
KBOO.FM/give.
At 877-500-KBOO. We got just a minute before, just half a minute really, before Glenn comes in with a dirt bag. That's plenty of time to call. 877-500-KBOO. Join all your friends and neighbors. If you are a member already, maybe this is a good time to increase your pledge or to give a gift membership for Valentine's Day for your sweetheart or family member.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the number is 877-500-5266.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Grand Central Bakery, with multiple locations throughout Portland. Open every day 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and offering coffee, artisan breads, pastries, soups, and sandwiches. Lunch was provided by Namaste Indian Cuisine, located at 1403 Northeast Widler Street. Open every day with lunch and dinner buffets serving vegetarian and non-vegetarian items from 11 to 9:30 p.m. Dinner was provided by Karam Lebanese and Syrian Cuisine, located at 515 Southwest 4th Avenue. Open Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday till 10 p.m., and Sunday 2 to 9 p.m., offering a wide selection of traditional Lebanese and Syrian dishes.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. It's 11 o'clock and time for the dirt bag, but let's listen to one message before we get to the dirt bag. Today, talking about pruning kiwis and grapes, pollination, and starting veggies in February.
Hello, KBOO members. Thank you for being a part of our amazing community. It takes all of us to manage this great community resource, and the role played by the KBOO Board of Directors is essential. Here's an opportunity for you to join the KBOO board and become part of the team that is guiding our daily work and representing the interests and visions of all of our members. Please consider applying to become a KBOO board member if you want to help serve our community and put your gifts and talents to good use. There's a time commitment about 15 hours a month for all board members, and you must be a KBOO member. To apply, go to kboo.fm or stop by the station and pick up a paper copy. The deadline to apply is February 18th at 5 p.m., We are looking for folks who love KBOO, who are committed to the community and KBOO's values of peace, justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, environmentalism, freedom of expression, and social change. Apply today to support your community radio station, KBOO, Portland.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Garden Spout, specializing in indoor gardening equipment, including horticultural lighting, environmental control, hydroponic and organic nutrients, and pest control. The Garden Spout is located at 4532 Southeast 63rd, just south of Foster in Portland. Information at 503-788-GROW. Also by the Skyline Tavern Project, a not-for-profit historic saloon at the edge of Forest Park, dedicated to supporting art and ecology through live music, food, and horseshoes. 8031 Northwest Skyline Boulevard and skytav.com.
Well, here we are on the second Wednesday of the month at 11 o'clock. It's time for the Dirt Bag. Good morning. This is Glenn Andreessen here beside you now until 12 noon. We've got lots of folks in our membership area that we will be checking in with today, and we will be checking in with Jim Gilbert here on the line from his deathbed. Okay, maybe not.
Good one. Not quite that bad.
Okay.
Yeah, just sitting out here in Mole Olive looking at the rain and trying to get over this stupid cold.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking on the way in that I want to make a case for our weather today. And that what we are experiencing is normal.
That's right.
What? One might say, you know, well, our expected high temperature is today, you know, around 40. It was 39 yesterday. Do you know what the high temperature was yesterday, a year ago, yesterday and today? Jim, you want to take a guess?
40?
No. 62.
62?
Yeah. And you know what the average temperature is for today?
Over the whole time we've been recording temperatures?
Yeah, yeah. 40. Well, no, 50. 40.
No.
50.
50?
Yeah. So when you add 40 and 62 and divide by 2, what do you get? Oh, you get pretty darn close to 50.
Pretty darn close.
Yeah. So that's my argument that this is normal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'd say yay for rain.
Yeah, but 62, you know, we kind of forget on what the weather has been in the past years. And, you know, so when you have 62 and your average temperature is 50, you know there's going to be some cooler days that brings it down to 50.
Well, for us, actually, I'm happy, except it's not very nice to work in it, but I like this cooler weather because it sort of delays plants growing. And this is a chance to catch up on some of the work we missed earlier this winter, you know.
Well, speaking of chance to get caught up on some things that we missed, if you recall, Jim, last month was the snow. You couldn't make it in, and I had to take public transportation, which was fine. But our Dirtbag Dictionary word, which was chill requirements, we didn't even talk about that. So I want to...
We were just too chilly.
Yeah, we had a lot of calls and whatnot, and hopefully we can get some more calls today. That's why we're here, 503-231-8187. We'll give you a rundown of the show today. We are in our membership drive, so we will be checking in periodically to see how that's going. The good folks at One Green World have donated some gift certificates to help you with your decision to support KBOO for a minimum, I'm not sure what it is, $75 contribution, you get a $25 gift certificate to One Green World. And they have their retail store here in Portland Town now on 134th, Southeast 134th, 6469. But we'll talk more about that. So we also have a new plant of the month, of course, Japanese flowering plum. Jim, we'll talk about that. We have a new Dirtbag Dictionary term to discuss today, and that's the difference between pollination and fertilization. Yeah, is it the same? And how is it different, if not? Plus, we'll also talk about pruning kiwis and grapes. Now is the time. Probably not today, though. And talk about seed starting. Can we do so in February? Outside, might be kind of iffy, but inside, no, it's time. So, Jim, are you ready to talk about chill requirements? Can you give us a little primer on that?
Sure.
Okay.
It's an interesting subject.
Yeah. Chill units, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right. And okay. So the general consensus is that, well, first place, plants in temperate zone plants, not talking about tropical plants, but temperate zone plants, the thing plants will grow here in Oregon, fruiting plants like apples and pears and peaches and so forth, they all need to go through a period of cold before they can happily grow again. Mm-hmm. And the period of cold depends somewhat upon the variety, and it's measured in chill hours, and those hours are measured between a temperature of 32 and 45 degrees. So you can imagine here in the Willamette Valley, for example, that the clock starts running pretty fast in the fall after the plant goes dormant, loses its leaves, the chilling time starts. And when you have days that are 40 degrees, you get 24 hours every day you got 40 degrees. So and a typical apple tree might, for example, require 700 to 800 hours of chilling time.
I happen to have a graph here that's in the Pome News. And the delicious apple needs 1,234 chill units or chill hours.
Wow, that's pretty precise.
Well, I'm just reading it off the page here, but
sure.
And the least number is the Tilton apricot, 720. But I interrupted.
And there's some fruiting plants like figs that only need 100.
Now,
what's interesting is that because that's not all they need. They need something else, because if you only need 100, you'd say, wow, as soon as it gets warm, they start growing. But they don't. They wait. And so they have some plant intelligence that tells them, no, we don't want to put those leaves out when they're going to get frozen. That similar intelligence is not possessed by plants from Siberia in some cases. For example, the Arctic Beauty Kiwi, which is this beautiful vine, it doesn't require a lot of chilling hours, because when temperatures go below 32 degrees Fahrenheit, the requirement is not met. And in places like in Siberia, for example, where temperatures, they have a short fall, and then it gets very cold, and then they have a short spring, they don't have a lot of chilling hour requirement, time to make it up. So the plant doesn't require so much.
Well,
and it's a little dangerous for us, because those plants come out of dormancy probably before they should, and then they're susceptible to spring frost.
Okay, well, let's chill on that for a little while. And that's some very interesting thing there. And the question that we'll discuss more of is that, so when the temperature is above 45, doesn't count as a chill hour. And when it's below freezing, it also doesn't.
That's right.
So today, perfect. We're going to pick up 24 chill hours.
You can see the clock turning right now.
Right. Well, speaking of turning, let's check in and see if Kyle and Concha there. Are they still there? Yes.
Yes,
there they are.
Very, very happy to be here.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Absolutely. Hello. We're doing a membership drive.
That's right.
For the month of winter and for February. It's 8 days, and this is day one. We have a room for volunteers taking phone calls at the moment. The number is 877-500-5266 if you want to give a one-time donation or
what
become a
Jim?
Member. And we also have a...
We have a gift certificate to give away when you become a member at the $75 level, and that is only 6 1/4 per month. Let's talk about that one. What's the gift certificate that we have, especially for the dirt bag today?
It's a gift certificate for One Green World.
Retail
mail order supplier of delicious and unique fruiting plants. And you can take advantage of their store in Portland, and they make monthly deliveries to Eugene and Albany in their plant mobile. You can order apples, pears, peaches. Pawpaws, persimmons, okay, and other types of delicious.
Thanks for the sour persimmons, cousin. Yeah, when you call 877-500-KBOO, you can check in and get that gift certificate for one green world for $75. You know, and it is getting to be that time, everybody. I know how time flies. Time to prepare for your garden for the spring is now, and this is a great time to be listening into the Dirt Bag and to be supporting KBOO at KBOO.fm or toll free 877-500-5266. Yeah, you know what? I'm a little older than Kyle, and I remember when commercial radio used to have a lot of local shows that would talk about, you know, maybe your garden, maybe other things going on around town. People would call in and get advice. And that's all gone now. It's all KBOO. It's all down to KBOO. So this is a great way to support KBOO and support this kind of content, this kind of community connection.
Yeah, it's kind of saddening thinking about like all the how like commercial aspects are kind of taking over the radio environment. Like, I guess one thing, as I was talking about earlier, is like if you're listening to a commercial station, they're playing like top hits or something. They're playing a song you've heard a million times. You want to listen to something else. You tune into another station, they're playing the exact same song at the exact same time. And that's what I love about KBOO. It's just all these diverse voices, very passionate, and it's just like the true voice of the people. And another thing I like about it is that it also provides a lot of educational experience for people who volunteer. And, you know, like, say, like, what I love seeing is, like, someone who's volunteers for a week, they're suddenly working in the newsroom or public affairs, and they're just doing everything at once and taking it all in. And as a listener, you can really see, like, them, like, awaken as a radio personality or to go for a pun, to blossom.
And yeah, KBOO is one of the places that's really sent people out into the world, giving them free training, and that's what your membership helps pay for.
Yeah, we need that financial support to make any of that possible. Usually, I would suggest giving maybe $6 a month. It's the price of a burrito. If you have a burrito-heavy diet, maybe you can take something out of your burrito fund and, you know, give a monthly donation.
An extra quarter a month, a 6 1/4, will get you this gift certificate to one Green World.
Exactly.
That's available right now at a $75 pledge of support, which is 6 1/4 per month. So yeah, give us a call or click online at kboo.fm. Or the number to talk to our happy volunteers is
877-500-5266.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. We'll be back in a short while. I do want to mention that One Green World does have their retail store in Southeast Portland, 6469 Southeast 134th. We didn't have that information on our sheet there. So, Jim, you still with us? Yeah, Jim's there.
We should also mention they also have a website, onegreenworld.com, and they have many of the, in fact, probably all of the really interesting fruiting plants that we talk about on the show.
Very good. We do have a call, Jim. Let's we'll go there, and then we'll come back to the chill hours. Good morning, caller. Maybe, maybe not.
Hello.
There we go.
Uh-huh.
Good morning.
Yeah, last month I was doing things and listening to the radio, and somebody made a comment about pruning of stone fruit. You know, you could delay it until, and then I lost it. So how long can I wait?
What we do out at the nursery, we actually wait until March so that we get some dry weather. I mean, in late February is fine, too, but it's good to wait, you know, till we get past some of the long, dreary, cold, rainy times. You'll have less disease issues than by pruning later.
And also, although I think the disease is the primary driver there, but in March, they're going to start showing maybe in a little pink. You're going to know which are the fruiting blossoms.
Uh-huh.
And then you cut off about 2/3 of those.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe that's why I have so much bacterial canker in some of my plum trees, is because I've been pruning too early.
Yeah, same with plums. I would wait.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Okay, Jim, anything more on the chill hours?
You know, it's not something that we really have to worry too much about here.
Yeah, you don't have much choice anyway.
Right. Anybody who's streaming us from Southern California might have other issues, but we've got plenty of chill hours here for just about for anything. I mean, there's nothing that won't satisfy. And it's just an interesting concept. And like I said, there's some plants that even though they require a few chill hours, they don't grow even after they get them, because there's other factors that are going into that.
Right.
Day length, probably part of it.
Well, its counterpart, which maybe we'll cover a little bit more in the summer on our Dirkbag Dictionary, is the growing degree hours. You know, that's just something else that, you know, well, what do you get at? It varies by temperature, too. So,
right.
Okay.
That's often used for people, you know, in orchardists to determine when to spray for certain pests, because the pests have, you know, so many hours and they start showing up. Hatching and stuff. So,
unfortunately, the home gardener doesn't really have to track these because the National Weather Service does that, I believe. Do they?
Well, I'm not sure where you'd get that from. I'm sure somebody does, but I'm not certain. That'd be interesting. I'll maybe see if I can figure out that for the next show.
Okay. Well, let's before we get to our plant of the month and pruning grapes, let's just take a little music break here. Just keep James Cotton here. We're going to play first called Change. And I just want you to think about, you know, maybe throwing KBOO some of your spare change from James Cotton. Change, dollar bills, credit cards, EFTs. James Cotton doesn't sing about EFTs, but I'll bet you that we can get Kyle and Conch to. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely. Conch isn't here at the moment.
Oh,
but
okay.
But I am.
All right.
But yeah, again, you're listening.
Solo.
Yes, for now. I'm sure he'll appear at some point, but this is KBOO Community Radio. Right now, we're doing a winter membership drive. We have a room full of volunteers accepting your calls for one-time donations or sustainable memberships. Our number is 877-500-5266. If you want to make the call, or you can visit on our website to donate, kboo.fm/give.
Yeah, we have. This is a once-a-month special show that we have here, The Dirt Bag. It's just really destination radio, and this is the time to call in. This is the time to become a member of KBOO, because we have the One Green World gift certificate available for a $75 minimum pledge. You can get that by calling one of our volunteers back here, 877-500-5266. It's 877-500-5266. This is a local outfit. We have a lot of businesses who support KBOO appreciate the presence that KBOO has in the cultural life, in the community life of the Portland metro area and around Oregon and Pacific Northwest. So this is one of the places that one of the many places that you'll see contributing food, contributing thank you gifts, contributing tickets. There are venues around town that love to support KBOO. We want you to become part of that scene by calling toll-free 877-500-KBOO.
Yeah, I don't want to get too sidetracked, but we do have a cowbell on standby for the membership drive. I kind of just, I want to be frantic with it, but maybe like, I don't know, if we get like a sustainable monthly, we can chime it every now and, well, I'm just going to, I'll test it out.
Yeah,
there it is.
We haven't gotten the full effect yet because we're waiting. We're waiting since the start of the show. We haven't. We need to get the folks in the back, the folks at the phones, more occupied, because they have been waiting for you to call at toll free 877-500-KBOO. They have all kinds of amazing information about how you can use your credit card. You can use a monthly deduction from checking if you want the One Green World gift certificate. That's a $6.25. a month contribution from your checking account or your credit card, or you can come in. You can come in with a jar of pennies.
We do have coffee and snacks if you want to take a tour of the studio or give a chime of our cowbell, which
that's
I have
right.
to. I feel like I have to keep reminding that we do have one, and
we do
need
have
your
the cowbell.
We need your financial.
We know how to use it.
We need your financial support for our cowbell fund.
It's 20 Southeast 8th, by the way. It's right across the east side of the Burnside Bridge, and it's a great place to get out of the rain today and
out
of the gloom.
Absolutely, yeah. You can take a tour of our facility. We have a lot of great services, a lot of diverse, passionate voices, really encompassing the true voice of the people. A lot of public affairs, music, special hobbies, anything like that. Cowbell enthusiasts, you know. And if you want to donate a one-time donation or perhaps give a monthly donation of $6 a month, it's just a burrito price, a monthly burrito fund, something like that. Or if you want to bump it up with to 6 1/4, you can also be eligible for winning the One Green World gift certificate, which is, as we mentioned earlier, it's just we have a store in. They have a store in Portland. They make deliveries to Eugene and Albany, and they sell and distribute a lot of delicious and unique fruiting plants.
And if you just think for a second, how many organizations in the area really support for free training in the media arts for everybody from youth to elders. There are just a handful, and KBOO is one of the most prominent ones. We're coming up on their 50th anniversary next year. Let's make it a big one. Let's make it a good one with your help when you go online at KBOO.FM. Right in the upper right, that's where you see the Donate Now option, KBOO.FM. You come into 20 Southeast 8th, or you can just talk to one of our fantastic volunteers back here.
Yeah, we're getting some calls right now. I just heard the phone ring.
877-500-KBOO. It's 877-500-5266. And yeah, we want to have more of those phones ringing because more of those more of the volunteers here are looking forward to hearing from you. And and they've got the One Green World gift certificate for $75 that they are happy to give out to you when you call in with your $6.25 per month pledge of support, membership, active membership. Go from being a passive listener to an active member. What was that number again, Kyle?
877-500-5266. And also, if you make a call and you want to hear some of this cowbell, you know, you can absolutely do that. Just when you call on the phone and make your donation, just say, hey, can Kyle come over and ring that cowbell against the phone? Just kind of, I need that cowbell fixed. I'll be happy to do that because we have a cowbell. We need funds for our cowbell fund. Please donate. It's a great cause, just great for KBOO and for the voice of the people.
KBOO.FM is the online link, KBOO.FM. Donate now in the upper right-hand corner. You'll see options for how to give through a credit card, through a monthly deduction from checking, or from any other of the options that are available. There's even thank you gifts up there that are available. Or you can call us. Talk to one of our volunteers who has all the great information about how to make your membership the most effective it can be. What is that number one more time?
It is 877-500-5266.
Great. Good to hear the phones ringing. Well, let's move on to the plant of the month, Japanese flowering plum. Jim's got information on that, all sorts of information on that.
Yeah, Glenn, that's and listeners, that's a really interesting plant. We've been growing it for, gosh, probably 20 years now. And it's one of the really neat things about it. It blooms incredibly early. I mean, it's trying right now. I was looking at them the other day, and, you know, they're just like, you know, as soon as it warms up a bit, they're going to pop out. And they're one of the earliest blooming plants that you can grow here. And not only are they early blooming, but they're fragrant blooms. So
that's unusual. So
it is, and you know, I find it just fascinating. It's a beautiful plant. The flowering is just spectacular. Then, for those folks who might know about Asian cooking, the fruit of the Japanese flowering plum is pickled in Japan, and it's a popular. Treat, umeboshi is its name. I've actually never done that with the fruit, but it's very popular there. The fruit is a little tart for just eating. Like it looks like an apricot, but it doesn't. It is not sweet like an apricot. It definitely is more tart.
Well, how does this compare to the street trees, the flowering plums? What's the difference there?
Yeah. Well, so the fragrance of the Japanese flowering plum is quite intense. I mean, it's really, you can really smell it. I mean, we're walking around the nursery, you know, and say, oh, wow, what's that wonderful fragrance? Uh-huh. That's the Japanese flowering plum.
So what are the street trees? I didn't do my homework here on this.
Yeah.
They're not Japanese, apparently. They're just flowering plums.
Yeah, they're not the same. Definitely not the same.
Okay, we just don't want to confuse the two.
No, Japanese flowering plum. There's a couple of varieties that are fairly widely distributed. I mean, One Green World has them. Kankobai, Kanko-bai, is the one that we have the most of, and we've been growing it for the longest. It's really a very, very beautiful plant, and it has the color of the flowers is sort of salmon red. Very pretty.
So similar, I think, in the bloom to the. To the street tree flowering plum, I should know then what it is, but you know that'll have pink blooms or blossoms,
right.
and bronzy leaves.
you know, the Japanese flowering plum is a fruiting plant. So
yeah.
It has nice sized fruit, which the, you know, street trees don't do anything just, like that.
Right. Okay, Japanese flowering plum, our plant of the month this month. Well, it might be a good segue into pruning grapes and kiwis here. I know, Jim, you've said in the past that you don't really, you know, prune your grapes, or you prune kiwis more than you prune grapes, put it that way. So why don't you tell us how you prune your kiwis, or how you recommend pruning kiwis?
Sure.
And do you prune the male and female plants differently?
Because the male plant, I'll start with that. I mean, the male plant is there only for its flowers, so it doesn't need to have a lot of space compared to the female plant. If you're planting a couple of kiwis or have a couple of kiwis, you usually figure that you can, if you're on a trellis, you can allow 3/4 of the space for the female and 1/4 for the male.
Uh-huh.
You just want to have enough flowers to have bees be able to move pollen to the female flowers, but you can prune them more severely than the female. The main clue and the main thing to think about in pruning kiwis is that the flowers show up on shoots that grow off of last year's wood.
And that's similar to grapes.
Yes, they're very similar that way. A little bit different growth habit, but mm-hmm. If you're pruning kiwis, if you prune real severely, you will not get fruit, because even though buds will come up from other places on the plant, you have to leave some of the wood that grew last year in order to get fruit. And a nicely pruned kiwi plant would look something like a spine with ribs. And you have a main cordon that runs down along the center of the trellis, and then you have side shoots that come off of it, and those side shoots are renewed every year and cut back. So they'll grow out last year, for example, and then this year you cut them back, and typical recommendation is to leave like 18 buds.
How long would the ribs portion be?
Well, the rib portion can go out to the edge of the trellis typically.
Oh, okay.
And so if you're looking at it, if a trellis is 6 feet wide, about 3 feet would be the length of it. But it's kind of important to take a look and see. A lot of kiwi shoots are pretty vigorous, and I'm sure many of the listeners have noticed that they get really wild. If they're happy, you can get 10, 12 feet in 1 year off of on a kiwi shoot. So that was going to be cut back a lot. Probably a half to 3/4 of it's going to get removed. And it seems tough to do that. But if you do that and you do it well, you can get over 100 pounds of fruit off one female plant, both the fuzzy and the hardy kiwi.
And you've said that the male, while it doesn't need as much space, and so you can prune it harder, there's still enough pollen to go around, so to speak.
I mean, yeah, if you leave 1/4 of your trellis space for the male, you should have plenty of pollen.
Okay. So you don't need one male flower to pollinate one female flower. You may need one male plant that the bees could pollinate four. It would produce enough pollen to produce, I mean, for four female flowers.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
The male flowers have a lot of pollen, and that's their job.
Okay. So, one take home message is, hack away on the males.
Yes.
Well, more so than on the females.
The same rule applies, however. You don't want to prune off everything that
sure.
you grew last year, because you won't get any flowers. You have to leave some of that wood that grew last year on both the male and the female.
Right.
And another thing to consider, this year, because of the cold weather, we haven't even started our pruning yet. Normally, we do it in January, because once it warms up and when you have that 60-degree day that you were just talking about, the plants will start, sap will start to flow. And when you prune in like from mid-February on, often you'll get a fair amount of sap flow and weeping from the cut ends.
Uh-huh.
Some people think that's not a big deal. I don't like it, so I try to prune before it gets warm.
Well, you know, I approach grape pruning in somewhat the same manner that, you know, I try to do it in February or mid-February. So, of course, I haven't done a thing this year. It's not mid-February either. But they will weep too, but I guess I believe them when they say, doesn't matter. I mean, I haven't seen any detriment to that. And in grapes, I was thinking this morning how to make it kind of simple, in that there's two methods that we can use, and I'll explain them differently than, say, how OSU Extension would, and I will name them differently. One is that you start over with a new cane every year, or two, you leave the cane that was growing last year and then prune it down so the ribs are there, or spurs we will call them, but they're not 3 feet long. They're only going to be 6 inches or so, with one or two buds on each of those spurs. That makes sense?
Yes.
So we've got, or if you want to start over, you can just cut out that cane that was the big cane that was there last year and train a new one that grew last year. Now we get more involved because you want to make sure you leave some long canes for the following year if you decide to start over. You know, so there's always some proactive thinking and tasks that we will do, but it just really boils down to, do you start over or do you just prune the cane or the cordon that was there already? And I tend to just leave the cordons that were there already because I've strapped them down to the limb and it's just a lot easier. Of course, then I just read something from OSU Extension that table grapes seem to do a little bit better with starting over every year. Oh, but I haven't noticed any detriment for having permanent canes. So that's what I do. Easy. And with grapes, we're taking off about 90% of new growth every year. Whew.
Yeah. More severe than kiwi.
Yes.
But yet they managed to produce a lot of grapes.
Right. And, you know, grapes are different, but which varieties you have. Some are more prolific than others. So don't let that fool you when I say, well, I don't do anything to my grapes and I get, you know, more grapes than I can use. Yeah. Concords are very prolific. But
I think it's interesting that when you think about these two vines, grapes and kiwis, that as compared to fruit trees, the pruning is much more severe, much more intense. You take a lot more stuff off.
Yeah.
But they produce a lot of fruit.
Yeah, and pretty good bang for your buck too, because grapes and, you know, to a certain extent, kiwis, they can be grown on kind of less usable space, like a fence.
You know,
what else can you grow on that? So something for small space gardening.
Yep.
Okay, Jim, you know what time it is?
Tell me, Glenn.
Time for the stumper. Okay, I sprung that on you pretty quickly there, Jim. But you have the stumper for this year. I mean, this month. Do you remember it?
I do remember it.
Okay.
So the question is, what dark blue berry is a major and popular commercial crop on the island of Hokkaido in northern Japan? A dark blue berry that is a major crop on the island of Hokkaido in Japan. And I have a hint, it's not the blueberry.
Yeah, that's going to take away everybody's first choice. All right, well, if you know the answer to that, or if you have a gardening question, 503-231-8187. So that's to answer the stumper. What's this popular commercial crop in Hokkaido, Japan, dark blueberry? And 503-231-8187. So if you know the answer to that or want to guess, or if you have a gardening question. Now, if you want to become a member of KBOO, we have a different number for you to call.
That's right. The number is 877-500-5266. Thanks, Glenn. I'm Kyle. I'm here with Conch.
Hello.
We got a room full of volunteers taking calls right now. For anyone who wants to give one-time donations or sustainable monthly membership numbers.
And there's a lot of fans of the Dirtbag here. I have a little garden, little strawberry patch, and I'm just realizing more and more I need to get the manure down. I need to get the straw down, get everything ready for the coming spring because it's not that far off. In the meantime, of course, we're talking about flowering trees today, which is a thing that's huge in the Northwest. I mean, it's so important. Our pear and apple and fig industry, plums. So, you know, this is a great resource to have the Dirt Bag every month. And we have had some people calling in at 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266. Shara has renewed. She's from the Northeast. Thank you, Shara. Yeah.
The cowbell is very necessary.
Another one, David. David is renewing from the Southeast. Thank you, David.
Yes. The cowbell has been given justice. If you would like to make a donation or perhaps just hear the cowbell again, donate by calling us at 877-500-5266 or donating on our website, kboo.fm/give.
Yes, you can also come into 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, get a cup of coffee. We just had a fresh pot. Yes, I went out there and made a fresh pot personally just to make sure that nobody would come in empty-handed. If you come into 20 Southeast 8th Avenue with a few bills in your hand or a check or maybe your credit card, we can take all of that down and we can get you set up to become an active member of the community radio station that is bringing you the Dirt Bag today, KBOO.
Mm-hmm. If you do come in and donate, you will probably get a room full of high fives also. I'm sure everyone will be willing to do that, but just because high fives, a room full. If you need a high five today, or several at least, then I suggest coming in and donating. We have a room full of volunteers taking calls from people who are donating. And again, that number is 877-500-5266. You can one number I suggest is $6 a month. It's the amount of a burrito or a KBOO-rito. You can make your KBOO fund the size of a burrito, and or you can bump that number up to $6.25 eligible for a gift certificate to One Green World.
Yeah, that is a fantastic $75 minimum pledge, $6.25 a month. You will get a gift certificate to One Green World, which you can use for just about any amount, for $25 worth of all of the trees, the flowering trees, plants, everything that they have. So call in right now, and it's only $6.25 a month. You become a member of KBOO. You get something to take home with you. You have something to take care of in your garden. And that number again, toll-free, 877-500-KBOO. Let's hear some more about trees and plants.
Hey, you've come to the right place. We'll do that. We'll first go to the phones here. I'm not sure who's up. Tim? Tim. Tim's up first with the answer.
I hope.
Okay.
Is it honeyberry?
It is the honeyberry.
Aha!
Well done. Is Jim still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. No, that's Tim. Is Jim?
Jim is here.
Oh, Jim is here too. Okay.
Jim was cheering Tim.
Okay. Sorry, I heard both of you there. Yes, honeyberry. Yeah, you'd think, you know, with a name like honeyberry, dark blue? But yeah.
Well, the name comes from the fact that it's a member of the honeysuckle family.
Oh, yes. Okay. So it's not necessarily sweet?
Yeah, you know, there are varieties that are very nice and very sweet. I wouldn't call them honey-like, but
yeah, okay.
They're very nice. And it's a really, really neat plant. Some of the varieties that we grow are really fine-looking shrubs that are kind of prostrate, and some with fuzzy leaves, and very beautiful plants for the landscape. They bloom early, although most of the varieties that come from the Japanese sources are later blooming, which are really better for here where we live, for that reason we talked about with the chilling hours. Some of the ones, they're very popular in Eastern Russia and Siberia, But there, they have varieties that bloom earlier here, and they bloom almost too early because they don't get, there's not many bees around to pollinate them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good job, Tim. The popular commercial crop, honeyberry. Okay. Well, let's, first of all, let's talk about the some seeds that we can start now and plants that we can plant now. And then we'll take a music break, and then we'll come back with the Dirtbag Dictionary and talk a little bit about pollination here. In the normal years, you might be able to get, or in other years, let's put it that way, we might be able to get by with planting peas outside now, but it is so wet and so cold that most of those seeds are just going to rot in the ground before they have a chance to germinate. It's just too cold, even for peas right now. So I would wait. And even in a warmer year, sometimes I'll wait until the end of February, but generally I plant peas after March 1st. It just doesn't pay, because you usually will have to reseed to fill in your row, and those ones that you have to reseed will almost catch up with the ones that you planted earlier. So for me, I just do it one time and I wait there. So, but inside, we can start now for transplanting out later leeks, onions, greens, all types of greens, although it's much easier just to wait and then plant the seeds outside. Cabbage. Now, while cabbage is closely related to broccoli and cauliflower, I would not recommend starting those this early. They're not nearly as hardy as cabbage seeds. So I would wait to plant those. Now, there are probably some others here. I just got those out of the tops of my, took those off the top of my head. And if you would like to add to that list, feel free. 503-231-8187. Way too early for the warm weather crops, tomatoes, squash, beans, peppers. Although later in the month, we can start peppers and tomatoes inside. But what about bare roots? Would you be recommending planting a bare root plant today, Jim?
I think planting things is fun. Unfortunately, in the mud, it's not as much fun.
Yeah.
Other than that, there's no reason. You know, you can plant. I mean, you could plant today, no problem. But it's just that the conditions are just not the best for the plant. No, it wouldn't affect the plant at all. And the sooner you can get things in the ground, the faster the roots will start to grow, and the plant will be happier.
Well, we say, I'd just like to get a little more clarification on this, that the experts say, don't rototill your soil too early, because then you just make clods out of your soil, which are very hard then to unclod, if you will. But it's different when you're just putting a shovel into the ground, taking out some wet soil, putting in your plant, and then putting that same soil back in.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right. So if you can stand the weather,
plant your trees.
I should have brought in Stevie Ray Vaughan. It couldn't stand the weather. That's maybe that'll be another time there. Right. Okay. So, and cold damage, if we just got to touch on this, there's probably going to be some. Have you started noticing any yet? I mean, I've noticed buds swelling on some of the trees. Looking at my plum, and yeah, it looks like there's buds on it.
I'm a little concerned about some olives, but I haven't really looked carefully enough to see what's going on with them. But that's probably, of our plants that we grow outdoors, is probably the one that's the most susceptible to cold temperatures. And olives are, once they get a little older, the young ones is what I'm thinking about. I'm concerned about them a bit. But we covered the base with straw, so I'm certain that even if the top has some damage, that they will be okay a little lower down. But I haven't seen any significant damage in anything else.
Well, we should know a lot more by a month from today. Although we don't know if we're having a show yet. I'm going to have to check that out, Jim, because next month is March 8th, and that's International Women's Day, and there may be another program on during our time then. So we will see. Okay, Tammy, let's just do a little bit of our next musical break, and then we'll come back and talk with Kyle and Conch. This is Lucky Peterson. Lucky Peterson, and just keep in mind, it's called Baby Please, and that's what I'll say. You know, Baby Please, think about contributing and becoming a member of KBOO, becoming a part of it. So, Lucky Peterson. Well, that's what happens during our pledge show here. We just don't get the full enjoyment of our musical breaks, but it's worth it. We get to hear Kyle and Conch instead.
Yes, you do. Again, you're listening to KBOO Community Radio during our winter membership drive. We have a room full of volunteers accepting your calls for one-time donations or monthly donations. You can call us at 877-500-5266.
Yes, we are psyched about having the Dirt Bag here, the local show about gardening with expert folks taking calls. And we want to make sure that you have the number. We will take your calls back here with our folks who are all experts at getting you set up with a monthly deduction from checking. Maybe it's $6.25 a month to get that gift certificate from One Green World, or you know, a full $75. Maybe you'd like to give it all at once, $75, you know, on your credit card, or maybe you'd like to come in to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and just get a couple of bills out of your billfold and hand them over. Anyway, we love to see you. We love to hear from you. We'd love to have you go online at kboo.fm and check that donate now option in the upper right hand corner. We'd love to have you give a toll free call and talk to one of our folks back here at 877-500-KBOO is the number. That's 877-500-5266. We had a call to that number.
877-500-5266. And real quick, we'd like to thank someone who
Yeah, it's Serena, in fact. She is a renewing, returning member from Oregon City. Thank you, Serena.
I would never, ever get sick of that cowbell, not even in a million years' time.
So if you want to call in, if you want to get a cowbell in your honor, that number is 877-500-KBOO. Yes, and when you call in for $75, you get the gift certificate to One Green World. This is it's a retail and mail order supplier of delicious and unique fruiting plants. We have, take advantage of their store in Portland and their monthly deliveries to Eugene and Albany in their plant mobile, because we know we have folks down in the Albany and Corvallis area listening on our Corvallis translator. So we love you folks down there. We'd love to have you call in at 877-500-5266.
One of the things I love about KBOO is how it's volunteer run. Like, if you want to come by and donate in person, or if you just want to check out the facility in case you may potentially want to become a volunteer, it's a great educational resource. We teach people how to become citizen journalists, how to mix live sounds, how to be broadcasters, and it's just really, it really encompasses to become, make KBOO to become a true voice of the people. Right now, we have a room full of volunteers taking accepting calls for memberships, and that number again is 877-500-5266.
And if you haven't seen our new fantastically updated website, you should. It's kboo.fm. I took a few months because, you know, we like to tinker around. We like to do all sorts of independent stuff, but we do have all the archived material up and running now. So this show will be archived later. You can check it out at your leisure. You can check out so many of the music programs and the public affairs programs at kboo.fm. But today and for the next few days, we'd really love it when we have all this volunteer effort ramped up. We'd love you to go to the Donate Now option in the upper right corner and check that out. So kboo.fm. Or 877 1-800-500-KBOO. And it's the dirt bag. We're coming to the end, but we want to make sure that you show your support, show your thanks to Glenn and all of his guests, all the people he brings in, all the expert plant and tree people that come through the doors of KBOO by calling 877-500-5266.
And if you do come by, you want to take a tour of the place, meet all the volunteers who are accepting your calls, and we also have coffee on standby. I don't know if I mentioned this already, but I kind of hit over the tip of the caffeine consumption. Like, I'm already feeling like that wire jitteriness, which is very appropriate for today because there's a lot of excitement.
One of
going
our favorite
on.
Plants, the coffee plant.
Yes. Grows in tropical regions. I don't know much about the plants that grow that make coffee, I suppose.
But we can learn more every time we tune into the mm-hmm. Dirtbag here on KBOO. I've been learning about roots of plants. Is that right, Kyle?
yes. And what I recently found out, in the name of a good pun, the first seed that comes out when it's planted and when it germinates is called a radical, and that's really appropriate for radical radio.
Yeah, it's spelled a little differently from it's R-A-D-I-C-L-E, but that could describe the folks who make sure that they remember KBOO every year with their donation, with their pledge of support, with their membership by calling KBOO.FM. You are the seeds that keeps this organization strong and healthy and green.
And we have three particular seeds who just donated. If you want to read them off, and I'll just ring the cowbell.
Oh my goodness, we got thank you to the people who gave online at kboo.fm. Autumn in Northeast Portland, thank you, Autumn. Pam in Southeast Portland, thank you, Pam. And Sunny from Milwaukee, who says, "We are so happy to support and be proud to be a member."
We'll never be sick of the cowbell in a million years.
Thank you, Sonny.
I use the number million specifically because maybe in the millionth in 1 year, maybe I might put the cowbell away. But for now, we'll play it every time someone donates.
And that number again is toll-free, 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266.
Well done. Well done on the cowbell playing, too. He's got that down. All right. Well, we can make reference to the Saturday Night Live skit later on the more cowbell. Okie doke here. Jim's there.
Yeah, Glenn. See, when you mentioned that we might not be on the air next month, I woke up and thought, hold on. We need to mention the Fruit Propagation Fair, the Home Worship Society event.
Okay. Yes.
It's coming up on Sunday, on the 19th of March. From 10 to 4 p.m. at the Clackamas County Fairgrounds in beautiful Canby, Oregon. And the reason I thought specifically about that is because we were thinking about plants not, you know, it's cold, plants are still dormant. And I would imagine that probably more than one of our listeners has a tree in their yard that they would like to duplicate. It's an old tree or something that they really like the fruit on, an apple tree or pear. And this is the time to take cut sandalwood and put it away.
Yeah. Still time. You gather that when the plant is dormant, and not many plants have broken their dormancy in a big way yet.
No, I haven't seen it. And homeorchardsociety.org is the place to go to find out more information about the fruit propagation fair. But it's a really great event, and if you like growing fruit, this is the place to be in the spring.
Okay, Jim, we got some phone line issues with you at this point, but we can still hear you. I have about a minute left to talk about our dirtbag dictionary, the difference between pollination and fertilization here. And so briefly, pollinization happens when a grain or two or however many is needed of pollen is moved from the male plant to the female plant, or the male part of the plant to the female plant. Part of the plant. It's the physical transfer of pollen. But just because you have pollinization doesn't mean that we have fertilization. So once that pollen gets to the plant, the pollen grains have to germinate, grow down the pollen tube, so they can actually fertilize the ovule. That's part of that will lead now to fruit. So oftentimes we might have misshapen apples, for example, or misshapen cucumbers, where all of the seeds have not been adequately fertilized. So we just did not have good pollinization, or we didn't have good growing of those pollen grains, so we didn't get good fertilization. And we need the right temperatures for those pollen grains after they've arrived at where they need to be on the sticky stigma. We need the right temperatures, you know, around 50 or above, for those pollen grains to grow in order so they can grow down and reach the ovule, so you'll have fertilization. All right? I sometimes say, tongue-in-cheek, that humans do this all the time, but that's all I'm going to say about that. We have pollinization, but we don't have fertilization. You with me on that, Jim?
I like the connection there, Glenn.
Yeah.
And flowering is a big part of this whole process, too, of course.
Yeah, I mean, we got to have the right flowers at the right time and the right numbers. You know, it's just amazing we get any fruit at all. We'll just put it at that. All right, Jim, we're out of time. I'm sure glad you had it in you to give one last hour to the dirt bag.
I have more hours than me, Glenn.
Okay, good. It's just a cold, right? All right. Well, we'll check on our March 8th show, and if we're not here, then we'll be back in April. But thanks for calling, and a special thank you for all those who have pledged to the Dirtbag and to KBOO. This is Glenn Andreessen. I'll be back. We'll be back in 1 or 2 months. That's our story so far.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Grand Central Bakery, with multiple locations throughout Portland. Open every day 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and offering coffee, artisan breads, pastries, soups, and sandwiches. Lunch was provided by Namaste Indian Cuisine, located at 1403 Northeast Widler Street. Open every day with lunch and dinner buffets serving